33-year-old Logan Hollersmith, captain of the Lark, was sailing with more than 400 activists from southern Turkey to Gaza to deliver aid when they were intercepted by Israeli troops in the eastern Mediterranean.
He has been doing this kind of stuff his whole life. This is like what he does. So this is something he's always led with. It's like led with his heart.
Cameron Hollersmith is Logan's younger sister. She works seasonally in Sitka's tourism industry. She says this was the second time her brother was detained by Israel for attempting to sail through the Gaza blockade.
Last year, it was maybe September, October time, he went on the flotilla going from, he was started out in Barcelona, went down towards Gaza, carrying humanitarian aid on his sailboat, and was illegally intercepted there by the Israeli government.
Logan was then held in a maximum security prison in Israel for 5 days before being released. At the time, House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi issued a statement urging Israel to release him, along with the hundreds of other activists who were detained. Cameron says her family thought they would be more prepared this time around.
I think we thought that going through these motions, we'd have a little bit of thicker skin, but I think also on the flip side, knowing what actually happened at the end of it, that there was a lot of abuse and neglect and just poor conditions there, a lot of like physical violence. And I think knowing that that's what's happening this time and not actually being able to do anything is hitting a lot harder, a lot closer to home.
Cameron says friends and family from all over have been calling and emailing their representatives this week to push for Logan's release. Her family got word Thursday morning that Logan had safely arrived in Istanbul, Turkey, along with more than 400 others. The activists are being checked out by a medical team and meeting with lawyers. The Turkish public news broadcaster, TRT World, reported activists claimed mistreatment by Israeli forces while in detention, allegations that were denied by Israeli prison officials, and that at least three activists were hospitalized. Cameron says despite being scared, this has been a proud sister moment for her.
As important as like my brother is to me, obviously he's my brother, he's my older brother, I care so much about him. He's doing this on behalf of the like genocide that's happening in Gaza and Palestine. If you remove any of the politics from it, there are people being bombed, there are children being bombed. We need to get aid to them. That's just at the like very base of the morality of this is that this is not okay, and why are we accepting that this is okay?
Cameron says it could still be a few days before her brother gets back to his home in Arizona. She says she's feeling a massive sense of relief, but understands that Logan and others need to continue the fight. In Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.